The Bird Show.
Rihanna was supposed to be in studio with us this morning, but her luggage is somewhere other than Atlanta.
Yeah, luggage. Yeah, that includes clothes, makeup, hair products. So,
and she's like, I'm not going to that studio unless I got my makeup and I got some hot clothes and shouldn't even know where they are right now.
Right.
So she's calling us from right down the street. Hey, Rihanna.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Do you know where your bag is?
Yeah, what happened to your luggage?
You lost your luggage?
Yes, I did. Well, I'm praying to God that it comes in sometime before I leave today for the Bahamas. But it hasn't, so much stuff.
What's in there?
All my shoes, makeup, toiletries, you know, every possible thing I could think about.
We only said, on the shoes. Like, she doesn't have her shoes.
Yeah, for sure.
Shoes.
I'm assuming that you travel pretty heavy. Like, I'm assuming there's like 19 pieces of luggage right now that haven't made it here.
No, well, I used to travel like that years ago, but not anymore. I kind of put everything in one suitcase, and this is why I'm so mad, because I put everything in that one suitcase that didn't make it.
Dude, and there's nothing worse either when you're standing there. I'm assuming it's the same for you also. When you're standing at the baggage carousel, and then all of that luggage comes off, and then more and more and more, then you have the first thought, oh my God, they lost it. And then, then pathetically, you're just standing there while there's no more luggage coming into that thing.
Right. Well, they keep saying it's coming, but hopefully it comes. I really hope.
And then after Atlanta, you're heading right on out to the Bahamas?
Yeah, we have a show in the Bahamas.
Cool.
Kind of a festival kind of thing.
Really
fun. Should be fun.
All right, Rihanna on the Bird Show on Q100.
So you're headed out on tour with Kanye West, we just heard, right?
Yes.
And when does that all get underway?
Well, Kanye, he called me one day, and he really kind of sold it to me, because I wasn't really sure at first about going on tour. When I heard the lineup, it was kind of more of a urban leading show. But Kanye, he called me, he convinced me to do it. And luckily, he's not one of those rappers that just sticks to urban radio and rhythmic. He crosses over as well. So I was like, you know, I'll do it. I love Kanye, love his music, and I love his creativity. So I can only imagine how sick the show is going
to
be.
He begged you, didn't he? He begged you to be on this tour.
He did. No, he called me. He really convinced me. Honestly, he did.
I think he's the kind of guy that Kanye gets what he wants. So if he had Rihanna on his radar, you know, it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. It should be fun, though. It's a really cool theme behind it. Everything is glow in the dark. So they're going to be some really cool costumes and glow in the dark things on stage.
Cool. It's Rihanna on the Bird Show on Q100. And Rihanna, this has all happened so fast for you. You know, like the first album was released in August of 2005. Mm-hmm. And we're only 2.5 years since you released that first album. And I think it was just last week that Us Weekly named you one of the 10 most powerful girls in Hollywood in 2.5 years.
That is crazy.
It is crazy. There has got to be some times where this just feels a little bit overwhelming to you.
Definitely. I remember reading the article, and I was blown away, especially with the other girls that were in the top 10 as well, and girls that have been doing it for years, like Raven Simone. And I was just like, me, one of the most powerful girls? I was like, that's insane. It was pretty cool to read it, though, but I couldn't imagine how they got my name on that list.
Does that put a lot of pressure on you?
Not really. It's kind of a cool fact to read about myself, one of those cool things. Mm-hmm. But it puts pressure on me when every time I go a little further in my career, the pressure gets more intense, more and more intense, because you just have to keep. You want to make it better every time. You don't ever want to take a step backward, not even a small step. You always want to keep leaping forward. So it's always on my mind, like, what am I going to do next? How am I going to make this better next time?
Are you a bit of a workaholic?
I'll definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
Yes. definitely. If not by choice, sometimes by force.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always working. When I'm not working, I'm thinking about working and missing work. I just took a week off. I went to the Virgin Islands, and I was so bored. There was nothing
really.
There was absolutely nothing to do there. But, I mean, the whole strip, it was a tiny little island, and the whole strip, they were just like people over 60 years old who are all retired and don't want to talk to anybody. And I was just like, oh, my God, I want to party. I want to jet ski. I want to have fun. And there was nothing to do. So I left early because I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, I came back. I got straight to work. And I was like, I actually miss work.
It's Rihanna on the Burt Show on Q100 this morning, from right down the street.
Right. Congratulations on your 6 Grammy nominations for Umbrella and for Good Girl Gone Bad. That's incredible. Do you expect to win this year?
I hope I do. I
hope
can't expect anything. Nothing is promised, and I hate being disappointed. So I don't want to keep my hopes up. I just keep my fingers crossed, keep praying and hoping.
And you're going to be out there, right?
I am going to be on stage. I'll be performing with The Time,
mm-hmm.
which is a group from the 80s, which I thought was really, really cool because a lot of my music has a lot of influences from the 80s, mm-hmm. even if it's just a little bit, a little sample here and there. So it was great to actually have the opportunity to hit the stage with The Time. I can't wait.
When you perform on stage at the Grammys or in front of a whole bunch of people from your industry and you look out on that crowd and you see the Jay-Z's and you see the Mary J. Blige's, is there a lot of pressure on you to perform well for them that night?
Hell yeah. It is so nerve-wracking. I mean, you perform in front of thousands of people every night, but the minute the crowd is people that do what you do or have done what you do,
mm-hmm.
it put so much pressure on you. You just start to freak out. I mean, I shake every time. Even after the performance, I get backstage and I finally exhale. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm shaking. I'm shaking. It's crazy.
Who have you seen in the crowd before that has freaked you out the most?
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of actors, actresses. I mean, Jay-Z one time, Beyonce another time. Everybody, Snoop Dogg, it really puts the pressure on you. And sometimes you can't even register who's looking at you. You just know that all these people do what you do or have done what you do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they know where they're coming from.
Right.
It's Rihanna on the Burt Show, Q100.
Burt brought up Jay-Z. How do you address some of that speculation about there being tension between you and Beyonce because you are Jay-Z's protege?
I don't really address it because mm-hmm. it's kind of ignorant to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think people know better than that, but they still want to believe it because it's a rumor, it's something negative, so they want to believe it, but they in the back of their head they know that there's nothing going on between me and Jay-Z, so therefore me and Beyonce have no beef.
Mm-hmm. In a case like this, can the media make so much out of it and ask you the questions over and over and over again and bring it up in the press so much that it does create that it'll create tension where there was none before between you and Beyonce?
Luckily, we are both very, very stable and strong women, so we don't even let it bother us. Beyonce, she's been dealing with the media for years and years and years, mm-hmm. more than I have. So she definitely knows about rumors and how to handle that. So there's no tension when we see each other. I'm still starstruck. It's Beyonce, mm-hmm. it's someone that I always looked up to as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't ever want to put myself in a position to have any remorse towards her.
So you wouldn't define yourself as friends, but you're certainly not enemies and somebody that you can be in a room with and hang out with.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's cool.
I wonder, you know, sticking with this whole media theme, Have there been enough rumors about you on the internet and enough media attention to you that you're starting to get a pretty healthy distrust of the media now?
Before, I had said earlier last year when it really started to get intense all at the same time, every week I was having a different boyfriend, and it was just getting crazy. And I was like, oh my goodness. And sometimes when I read like those gossip sites and I read the comments, oh my gosh, I want to kill myself every time I finish reading the comments. It's like, not really, but you know what I mean? Like, it gets very depressing after you read what people have to say when they don't know you, they don't know anything about you. Mm-hmm. But because they read it one time, they want to comment on it, they want to believe it, and it just... But after that, I realized, you know what? You cannot ever please everybody, and you just have to let it go. People are always going to say negative stuff about you. It comes with the territory, so... I kind of just ignore it all.
Mm-hmm. What's the comment that you saw on one of those message boards that really, really hurt you for a couple of days?
Let me see. Let me see.
What, you have it like on a piece of paper in your wallet or something?
Yeah, lick my finger. Go to like the pages. I'm online right now. I'm going to the blog page right now.
Recently, they haven't been that terrible. Recently, they're just, you know, like small stuff. But before, it just got really bad with how many guys I was dating all at once. I mean, within the space of a month, I read about 4 to 5 different guys, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, I'm one person. How many people do you want to pair me up with?
Right.
And then... people start to get a whole different perceptive of you.
So are they
you know?
They were calling you. They're calling you like a slut and stuff like that?
Yes.
Really?
Very much so.
Oh, well, now I'm wondering, because everybody usually is fascinated with people's romantic life and personal life, and obviously you've been the target of that. Which comes first? Do you start kind of liking a guy and start seeing him, and then the media picks up on it? Or does the media kind of put you with somebody, and then kind of you and he will joke about, look, they think we're a couple, and then you may end up starting to date?
No, neither. Actually, a lot of the guys that they pair me up with, most of them are really good friends. Mm-hmm. Some of them I don't know, and I've met once, and they got a picture of us when we met, and we were talking in the club. Josh Hartnett was one of those ones. I don't know anything about Josh. We never talked on the phone, nothing like that. But I met him that one time in the club, and they made it into this whole thing, and they started lying about other dates we had, and you know, it was just crazy to me. But a lot of them are my really close friends.
On the other end of things, and you don't have to tell us which one, on the other end of things, has there ever been a rumor that came out about you on the internet that was true? And you've always been like, how did they find out about that?
Let me see. Let me think about that. No.
No?
No.
So they never accidentally got it right.
Yeah, they just make up the stories along the way.
When they get it right, I always admit it, you know. It makes no sense, but if it's a rumor, it's definitely a rumor. But if it's not, then you definitely know that it wasn't.
And you'll talk about it. It's Rihanna on The Burt Show this morning, Q100.
Everybody's talking about your new bob hairstyle, and you're like bringing back the bob. I mean, it's like you're influencing hairstyles of women around the world. Is that crazy to you?
Very, very crazy. Cool, very cool at the same time. But I just cut my hair again. It's a lot shorter than the bob now. It's kind of a pixie haircut.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, because we rocked the bob for a whole year, and we just felt like it was a new year. I'm about to turn 20 years old. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah, old, wow. Man. It's over for you. You're going to have to go back to that Caribbean island with all those 60-year-olds and hang out. This is so old, man.
Retire right now.
Never. Anyway, yeah, so we just wanted to have something new and different for 2008, and so we cut my hair shorter.
When you say we, do you just go out and do your own thing, or do you have a whole bunch of people telling you how you're going to get your hair cut?
No. Me and my hairstylist, we kind of go through a bunch of magazines, a bunch of hair magazines, and whichever one we see that we kind of like, we kind of put pieces together. Like, we like the front of this one, like the back of that one, we like the color of that one, and we kind of just create our own thing. And she just did it. She did it, and I loved it.
So you think Katie Holmes is going to follow you now and get the pixie?
I don't think so.
She had the bob too, yeah. So she might just follow in your footsteps again.
Hey, Rihanna, I have heard that when you go back home to Barbados, you know, you would think that your home island and your hometown and all that would be really happy for you, because here you've left and you've made a name for yourself. But I've heard there's a lot of jealousy issues on that island, and when you come home, sometimes you feel that.
Definitely. They're the people who are extremely happy for me, who are thrilled about what I'm doing, and they're supportive. And then they're the people who can't stand me, and you know, but you get that everywhere you go. But in Barbados, it's kind of a pride thing, you know. Even going up there, it's who can be the meanest. The coolest person is the meanest person. That kind of thing, where if they told you congratulations, it took so much out of them. Like, they look like a smaller person.
Really?
It's kind of a weird mentality.
It is.
But that's just the culture of that island, unfortunately.
In some ways, and I know it's your homeland, but in some ways, are you just glad that you're not there anymore because of that kind of attitude?
I kind of miss it, honestly. I miss Barbados. I miss the great things about it. There's so many great things that I can't let the few negative people run me away. I really miss home. I was talking to my best friend the other day, and she was partying, and she called me from the club, and I was so jealous. I was like, I hate you right now. I wish I was there in Boatyard, which is one of my favorite clubs when I was growing up there, and I just really, really missed it.
Mm-hmm. I read somewhere that you've been going to clubs and stuff since you were like 14.
Yeah. That's when I started partying.
It's a little different on Caribbean islands, though, too, isn't it? Like, it's a little more acceptable. And
yeah, definitely. Well, when I started partying, all my friends were older than I was. So I was kind of like just the young one in the group. So they didn't really look at me. In Barbados, the club it really depends on the club that you go to. They decide their age limit. There's no, like, age limit.
Okay.
Around the country.
Yeah, you got to understand, like, if you guys do any kind of traveling around the world, like, our country, the United States, is the tightest country in the world, man.
Very strict.
There's laws for everything. But you go to other places and it's like,
I know. It's crazy because in Barbados, because alcohol is not forbidden as much as it is here, people don't, I don't even care about alcohol. When I go out, alcohol is just another thing, but the music is there, your friends are there, you're partying. You know, it's not really about, oh my gosh, I got into a club, I can drink, you know?
Right.
Do you find that most, like, Americans really have this misconception about Barbados, like they think it's a place with, like, no electricity and there's no streets?
I've definitely been asked if I have inside bathrooms before.
Really?
Which was funny to me. It was funny, actually. Because, you know, it's the same as if I didn't know something about another country that I never heard about. It's crazy, but Barbados is a very developed, tiny little place.
It's expensive to go. Developed. You want to go to Barbados on vacation, you better have a lot of money. It's expensive.
To get there?
It's definitely.
And to stay there. It's really expensive.
If you really want to have a great time and stay lavishly, it can be very expensive because a lot of tourists go there, so you know they always up the price. But it's worth it. It's worth it. It's definitely something you should save up for, and you have to go to Barbados at least once in a lifetime.
So Rihanna, Q100,
and you just got this this Body by Milk campaign.
Yeah,
congratulations! I was wondering about
why
you took that on, and maybe how you feel like a role model for your fans.
I thought it was a good way of getting young people health conscious again, you know, as me being a young person is someone that they can relate to. And it's not just their parents or our school teachers telling you have to drink milk, you have to drink milk. It's someone that they can relate to. And I think people aren't as health conscious in the homes as they used to be years ago. So we wanted just to bring that back.
With some of these videos and some of the pictures now, they seem to be getting, as you get a little bit older, they seem to be getting a little racier, a little sexier of Rihanna. Mm-hmm. Has your mom ever called you up and gone, okay, hon, you have, you're going over the line here, put some more clothes on?
No, we have never really gone that far. I mean, she kind of, after I turned 18, she kind of slacked back a little bit. But before I was 18, I was not I was not as scandalous. I can't really say scandalous. I wasn't as sexy.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see a photo shoot on the internet of me doing a quote-unquote nude photo shoot, which is, it's a fake photo shoot, just for the record.
Oh,
just
no.
So you know, they photoshopped it and they took all the clothes off, but you can't see any parts. They just made it look like I did the shoot nude, but we'll never go that far.
Are you feeling sexier as you get older, or are you feeling like the sexy image is being forced on you?
No, I mean, I am not purposely trying to be sexy. I'm not doing things like, okay, let's wear that because it's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a theme behind everything, from tour costumes to clothes that I wear in a photo shoot to album cover. It really is about what I'm feeling at that moment, or just being me, being different, I guess. We never say, okay, let's wear this tiny little skirt because it's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
None of that, no.
Should we expect some new stuff from you this year, new album?
Well, I don't know about this year, but you know what? You never know. You never know. But I want to do a few more things as well as music. So we probably early next year.
So what, like movies and stuff?
Movies, fashion. I want to get into a few things, actually.
Yeah, I mean, if she's one of the top 10 most powerful girls in the world, you better use it now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Go do whatever you want. It's Rihanna on The Burt Show on Q100. All right, Rihanna, sorry you couldn't stop by in studio today. We were looking forward to it.
I am so sorry. I wish I could be there with you guys.
I am so looking forward to seeing your pixie haircut, though, at the Grammys.
Yes,
thank you.
And good luck. We hope you come home with lots of them.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Rihanna. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.